Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. A court in Myanmar has sentenced two journalists from the Reuters news agency to 7 years in prison after finding them guilty of violating a state secrecy law. Reuters has condemned the verdict, which has also been criticized by the United Nations, the US and Britain. The case has been seen as a test case of media freedom in Myanmar, from where Nick Beek reports.
Hua Lone and Jorso U bowed their heads as the verdict was delivered. The reporters have always insisted they were framed. But Judge Yi Luin ruled the men had obtained sensitive security details, including information about the Pope's recent visit, which could have helped enemies of the state. Supporters of the pair tried to block the jeep, which then carried them back to prison. Many will see this verdict as a crushing blow to freedom of the press in Myanmar and another setback for democracy, 3 years after Aung San Suu Kyi's party triumphed in free elections. Last week, UN inspectors called for Myanmar's top generals to stand trial for genocide for the crimes committed against the Rohingya, the very subject these reporters were investigating.
Many of Brazil's most important historic artifacts are believed to have been destroyed by a huge fire that's torn through the National Museum in Rio de Janeiro. The museum housed the oldest human remains discovered in the Americas and a vast archive of Brazil's indigenous communities. The Brazilian writer Marina Amaral gave her reaction.
My first and only reaction was to look at that absolute nightmare and cry, because the museum burns now, and with it burns an important part of our past. And it had preserved over 20 million historical artifacts of extreme importance, not only for Brazilian history, but also for world history.
The government in Argentina is due to announce measures today that it hopes will increase confidence in the troubled economy, Daniel Gallas reports.
It will be a make-or-break week for Argentina's president, Mauricio Macri. Over the weekend, the main Argentinian papers reported that as many as 10 ministries are likely to be axed in an attempt to save costs, but also to show a change in leadership. And on Tuesday, the country's finance minister, Nicolás Duchovny, will meet with the IMF's director general, Christine Lagarde. His goal is to finalize a deal that would quicken IMF payments to Argentina. It is expected that Argentina will outline further spending cuts in exchange for aid.
BBC News.